Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Namhlanje, we agree with the Bible. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu created us in his likeness. Ngani ngoba we are the triune beings. We are the spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body. Where else uNkulunkulu ezwini lakhe siyathola ukuthi God is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Kodwa lokho akuhlukananga kuyinto eyodwa. Njengoba nathi our spirit, our soul, and our body akuhlukananga kuyinto eyodwa. Manje uma sifunda izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha kubaShumayeli chapter 12 kuverse 7, lifundeka kanje. Umuntu uma seke hamba emhlabeni ubuyela emhlabathini la thajotwa kuwe. Kodwa the spirit returns to God la sivela khona lapho kukuba Shumayeli chapter 12 verse 7. The psalmist lapayana kumahubo 8 verse 4 uthi yena, what is a man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, yet you crowned him with glory and honor. Leli verse refers to Jesus who became the son of man, and he came to a level that is angels when he took our sins in empilweni yakhe, thathe izono zethu ezenze zakhe, wehla waba yisono engasiyisoni. Manje siyabona even nakuma Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 lithi izwi likaThixo lapho, have the mindset as Christ who being God took the nature of a servant, be made in human likeness. Uma sibheka leyo lithi wayenguNkulunkulu kodwa wehla waba yisebenzi, sekehlile waba umuntu, wehla waba yisebenzi. Khona lapho kuyindawo leyo Philippians 2 verse 5 ukuthi uJesu bathi wehla waba yisebenzi, lapha kukhulunywa ngebond servant. A bond servant bekuthi makufike isikhathi sokuthi i-lazy is released on the 7th year, kufanele ba release laba bantu ngesikhathi sani, ngesikhathi se 7 year kwa Israeli, kwakuyisikhathi se Sabbath year. Manje bekukhona laba bathi bese be release, athi umuntu wakhona, mina angifuni ukubuyela emuva, ngithanda ukuthi ngiqhubeke ngibe isebenzisa la kuleli khaya. Bese umnikazi walelo khaya ebezo biza umphakathi ukuthi akwazi ukuthi akhulume phangomphakathi, bese uyacashulwa as a bond servant. Manje yiloku Jesu Christo owazenza yona, waba yisebenzi, wasuke ebusebenzini, he became a bond servant. Manje sisabhekele lelizwi elikhulumayo lapha ku chapter 8 ka Psalm elikhuluma ukuthi, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him. Sithola uJob, kuncwadi kaJob kuya compare the very same verse kodwa leyo ikhuluma ngayo. Lapha kuJob 7 kuverse 17 ithi, mayifundeka, what is a man that you give him so much of him? What is a man that you give him so much of him? Imisha uNkulunkulu ukuthi he's given us so much. Manje ngoba uNkulunkulu has given us so much, uNkulunkulu, when he created us, he created us uniquely. Asifani nengelosi. UNkulunkulu was created differently. Manje lana uma uNkulunkulu as creator, he made us choice being. Uma as creator, he made us thinking being. Singabantu ekufanele ukuthi sikwazi ukucabangela. Ngabantu abakwazi ukucabanga. Ngoba uyabona umuntu uma ngasakwazi ukucabanga, kuye kuthi ulahlekele ingqondo. Ngani? Ngoba uNkulunkulu has created us to be thinking beings. UNkulunkulu has created us to be social beings. Siyazi ukuthi no man is an island. UThixo wasidala ukuthi sibe nalento yokusocialize ngendlela ethile. Ngani? Ngoba we are social beings. Umuntu akakwazi ukuhlala yedwa forever. Udinga omnye umuntu, udinga umakhelwane wakhe. Manje uNkulunkulu has created us also to be longing beings. Singabantu abanezifiso enhlizweni zethu. Ngani? Ngoba this thing is installed in us. And uma sibheka uNkulunkulu usidale to be creative beings. Njengoba esenze saba umfanekiso wakhe ukuthi simfuze, uNkulunkulu wa created the heavens and the earth. And again, he created us to be creating beings. Manje, uma sibheka izinto ama innovation enziwa abantu. It's because yento abanayo ngaphakathi eya creator uNkulunkulu emtwini. Another thing uNkulunkulu has created us to be emotional beings. Uyabona uma umuntu, we've got emotions. Uma ama emotion angasasebenzi, siyayisibona ngathi into vele asisasebenzi. Manje uma sibheka uNkulunkulu again has created us to be belonging beings. We want to belong somewhere. Manje ekuseni kanamhlanje, moreover uNkulunkulu has created ngazo zonke lezo zinto ngoba uJob ethi, what is a man that you give him so much? Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithola ukuthi manje kunamanitsi kuye yonke lento uNkulunkulu ayicreatile. Masibheka ukuthi usicreate kanjani, kunamanitsi khona. For instance, sinama physical needs, which is water, which is the shelter, which is clothing, which is food. These are physical needs. Kodwa manje uNkulunkulu phakathi kokuba sinama physical needs, uNkulunkulu ufake nesethembiso. Uma sifunda lapha ku Exodus chapter 23 ku verse 25 to 28, uthi uThixo, you must only serve the Lord your God. If you do, I will bless you with food and water and will protect you from illness. There will be no miscarriage or infertility in your land. I will give you long life, full lives. Manje uNkulunkulu makathi I will give you long full lives, uNkulunkulu doesn't want us to die prematurely. Now i reason uNkulunkulu again ukuthi asinikeze lezi zinto lapha ithi uma ni serve mina ngedwa. Ngoba isithembiso sakhe ama condition uthi uNkulunkulu, you must serve the Lord your God only. Manje, why uNkulunkulu emphasize that thing again? It's because we are spiritual beings. Manje, njengoba izwi kaNkulunkulu ukuthi uJesu wathi, God is a spirit. Whoever worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Ngani ngoba, we are spiritual being. Manje again, uSathane naye siyakhumbula uma elinga uJesu efuna ukuthi amgucele, empromisa ngokuthi ngizokupha konke. Manje uJesu make mphendula lapha ku Matthew 4, what a man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Manje, this word that comes from a mouth of God is the thing esifita imphefumulo yethu ngayo. Ngoba asifiti imphefumulo yethu ngesinkwa, kodwa sifita ngezwi likaNkulunkulu. Our physical being is there, yiyo leyo efitwa ngani? Efitwa ngesinkwa. UJesu make phendula ke yilapho esho ukuthi a man does not live by bread alone but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje siphinde futhi usiyakhumbula nala etshela umfazi womSamaria kuJohn chapter 4 ukuthi God is the spirit, whoever worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, for God seeketh thou. Manje abantu abangamkhonzi uNkulunkulu bayakhonza izinto, and bakhonza izinto abangaziboni ngoba this is in the spiritual realm. Iqiniso ukuthi uma uJesu uNkulunkulu ethi izwi likaNkulunkulu lilithi God is the spirit and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, siyazi ukuthi that truth is Jesus Christ, and the spirit ekhulunywa ngaso la is the Holy Spirit. And without us allowing the Holy Spirit in our lives, we are unable to worship God. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth that guides us unto whole truth. And the truth is Jesus himself. Manje, we then have an emotional needs. Sikhulume ngama physical needs. Sathi ama physical needs ukudla, sathi ama physical needs amanzi, ama physical needs ukwembatha, ama physical needs shelter. But there is emotional needs. Sikhulumile nangama spiritual needs. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ekuseni ukuthi umuntu unama needs spiritually, and lawo ma needs angeke afidwe yilutho spiritually, afuitwa yizwi likaNkulunkulu. Kwabantu abangamfuni uNkulunkulu bazenzela ithixo ithile, bakhonza abalele, bakhonza ilanga, bakhonza some things. Why? Because in the spiritual side of every human ufuna ukubhawa kwinto ethile. Manje we then have our emotional needs bangcwele lapho esizokhuluma siwathathe kakhulu, and those emotional needs uNkulunkulu azifakile kithi, sinale nama needs to be accepted. That is a need. Everyone wants acceptance. It's a need, whether you are rich or poor, whether you are young or old, whether weli phibala, kodwa kunale need ekhona phakathi kwawo wonke umuntu, which is acceptance. And again, kune need futhi esinayo uNkulunkulu ayidala, it's self-worth. Wonke umuntu uyafuna this self-worth. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje kunama needs esinawo futhi to be significant. Akekho umuntu ongafuna ukugqama ngoba kunalento abantu bathi ngisusa isinyama. Ngani? Ngoba ufuna this need a significance eyadalwa uNkulunkulu phakathi kwethu. And kune need futhi eyi-identity need empilweni zethu sonke. Wonke umuntu ufuna ukuzazi where he belongs. Ubona namhlanje abantu behamba beyofuna athi ngifuna ukuzazi ukuthi isibongo sami ngokwabani. Ngani? Ngoba there's this identity need anayo empilweni yakhe eyadalwa uNkulunkulu. And again, kune need esinayo sonke, idignity. Akekho umuntu ofuna ukudelelwa. Ngani? Wonke umuntu ufuna ukuhlonishwa. Ngisho nomntana omncane ufuna ukuhlonishwa. Yiko lokho izwi kaNkulunkulu lisinikeza nendlela yo khuluma ukuthi sikwazi ukuhlonipha. Manje wonke umuntu ufuna isecurity, and isecurity, that is why sithatha ama-insurance. Isecurity, that is why namhlanje uma sihleli siyaye sifake ama-high fence. Yizo zonke izinto lezi eziba under security. Abanye abantu aze athi makangashadanga afuna ukushada ngoba ecabangela ukuthi isecurity yakhe uzoyithola kwi-partner yakhe, kanti esikhathini esiningi akukho njalo. But ngisho ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje kunamanithi uThixo awafaka ey'mpilweni zethu, njengoba sifunde incwadi kaJobu athi yini na umuntu umthande umenzele izinto ezingaka. Ngani? Ngoba singabantu kodwa kukhona izinto esihamba ngazo phakathi kwethu, and again we need approval. Akuthandi ukuthi sowenze into ongabongwa bese sisho ukuthi umuntu uwumuntu ongabongi, bese sisho ukuthi ngiyakwenza konke kodwa ngibonganga lutho. His needs esinayo, not that you are being selfish. Manje uma sifunda ku Third John chapter 1 uthi John, I wish that you may prosper as your soul prospers. Ngoba if your soul doesn't prosper, your emotional side does prosper, there will always be a problem. Ngani? Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje all those things uNkulunkulu azidalile kithi, ama emotional needs, now sithola ukuthi we live in a fallen world, and as we live in a fallen world, all those things uNkulunkulu azidalile kithi ezingama needs, they are being polluted by the negative. Siyazi ukuthi even nokudla, it's being polluted by the negative. Namhlanje izinto eziningi uNkulunkulu ezinhle ayifakile kithi nezidingo kithi, they are being polluted. Ngani? Ngoba we are living in a fallen world. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje khona i-area engithanda ukuthi sikhulume ngayo. I-area yokuthi i-message yethu today is to speak about the needs that was polluted. Manje uma sibheka ngale need eyaba polluted, acceptance. Nayo ngoba as we are living in a fallen world, that need was polluted. Uma sibheka uma ipolluted, that need acceptance, sithola lento kuba khona indaba igama elithi rejection. Manje uma ungayibheka ngempela ukuthi i-acceptance uNkulunkulu wayidala konke umuntu. If you've ever visited i-orphanage home, mawufika lapha e-orphanage home, uthola ukuthi all those infants mawuseduze kwabo laba bantwana, they want to be hugged. Bakhalela nje ukuthi ubahage. Ngani? Ngoba ufila accepted make hagiwe. Ngani manje? Ngoba unayento uNkulunkulu edalile kithi njengoba sisho ukuthi acceptance. Manje this thing we are born ukuthi ikithi uNkulunkulu uyenze kithi. Now they want to be embraced. Sisakhuluma ngokuthi sizokhuluma ngendaba ye rejection. Sibone ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithini ngendaba ye rejection njengoba sesishilo ukuthi is the opposite ye acceptance into uNkulunkulu asidala ngayo. Manje uma sibheka again ukuthi wonke umuntu ufuna to be accepted. When you get to a place and when lapho bag ignore you feel so bad. Why you feel so bad? It's because you know good your inside in a need to be accepted. But when you get to a place u ignore esikhathini siningi uyayo ufika uxoxe nabanye kwabanye and ufike uzitshela ukuthi lapha bengiye khona angeke ngiphinde ngiye ngoba bang ignorile. Manje siyabona ukuthi ngempela iyinid empilweni zethu. Manje njengoba sikhuluma ke ngendaba ye-rejection, ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje, i-rejection can be inattainable substances ezintweni. Sometimes siyazi ukuthi noma uthenga into esitolo bathi reject, noma uthenga impahla kodwa i-reject, ngoba kukhona into encane eyangenzeki kahle eyenza ukuthi manje ibizwe ngokuthi yi-reject. Manje at the same time uma sibheka indaba ye-rejection sithola ukuthi ne-prayer can be rejected, sithola ukuthi ne-offering can be rejected. The reason bangcwele ukuthi prayer ne-offering i-rejectwe is because it's attached the attitude enhlizweni zethu, it's in a human's heart, iphuma enhlizweni. Manje furthermore siyabona ukuthi noma umuntu esubmitha i-CV ofuna umsebenzi arejectwe, sometimes umuntu akafili kahle. Manje kuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi sibheke izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi lezi zinto uma sizibheka bangcwele zisezwini likaNkulunkulu, kodwa uma singazi ukuthi zisezwini likaNkulunkulu, some of the people they even go to extend ukuthi bakomite i-suicide ngokuthi urejectile. Uzwe ukuthi makathi umuntu angisakufuni bese athathe i-rope or athathe isibhamu ayibulale. Ngani? Ngoba kuthiwe bamrejectile. Manje ngani? Ngoba kunalento engaphakathi. Kodwa manje sengishilwe ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngathi a prayer can be rejected, an offering can be rejected, there are things as rejectwayo. Ngani? Ngoba i-prayer ne-offering they are attached to human's heart. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sibheke izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha kwincwadi kaGenesis chapter 4 sizofunda bangcwele from verse 3 to 8. Then sibheke ukuthi kwakwenzakalani ngoba indaba kwaba khona i-rejection kwaba khona ne-acceptance lapho ezwini likaNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sifunda kuGenesis chapter 4. We are reading from verse 3 to 8. Lithi leli lizwi, in the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. But Abel brought fat portion from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, let us go out to the field. And while they were there in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Manje siyabona mangcwele ukuthi manje ku Cain i rejection yamenza ukuthi abe angry, yamenza ukuthi abe ne resentment, yamenza ukuthi abe bitter to the extent sokuthi uNkulunkulu azamtshela ukuthi yenza kahle Uma ungenza kahle, mina into yakho izohamba kahle. UNkulunkulu azange agcine ngokuthi a reject, but he gave him a second opportunity ukuthi enze kahle. Kukangakanani bangcwele senza kabi phango uNkulunkulu, but uNkulunkulu akayeki ukusinikeza a second opportunity ukuthi senze kahle. Manje uma singafuni ukuthatha the second opportunity uThixo asinikeza yona, siyabona ukuthi kwenzakalani ngaye uKhayini. Kwaba ne-resentment, kwaba ne-jealousy, kwaba ne-anger until ebulala umfo wabo. Manje namhlanje bangcwele basabulalana, sisabulalana sisters and brothers, ngoba sometimes ngeke sibulalane ngokuthi umuntu ayongcwatshwa, kodwa simbulala umuntu ngaphakathi. Ngani? Ngezinto yokuthi into yakho ungayenzi kahle, omnye makayenza kahle bese kuqala umona, bese kuqala zonke izinto. Namhlanje siyabona ukuthi uma sikhula kwakukhulunywa ngobuthakathi kakhulu. Uyabona kudala abantu abadala ibona babethakatha kakhulu. Omnye nje umuntu omdala akuthakathela ukuthi umntwana ofunda isikolo and uyaphumelela. Manje yena engakwazi ukuthi angakhuthaza abantwana bakhe ukuthi benze kahle. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngikhuluma ngendaba ye-rejection, ukuthi i-rejection if ungakwazi ukuthwani ukuyi-overcome, you can end up having jealousy, you can end up having resentment, you can end up wenza izinto uNkulunkulu angazifuni. Ngoba nakuKhayini wamtshela wathi uma ungakwazi ukuthi uyicontrole that thing yakho ye-jealousy nento yakho ye-anger, ulethe into uyenze kahle, mina nguThixo ngizoyamukela. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje siyabona ukuthi i-rejection yakhe yaqala kuphi, ngoba uNkulunkulu wamrejecta i-offering yakhe. Manje nangendlela esenza ngayo, we think that uNkulunkulu must accept anything ngoba enguNkulunkulu. We think that abantwana bethu or abazali bethu must accept anything ngoba kuwabazali or kuwabantwana. Sometimes there are things ezenza ukuthi izinto zirejectwe. Manje ekuhlanje ne-prayer bangcwele can be rejected as well. Ngani? Ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu kuZakhariya chapter 15 verse 29 lithi the Lord does not listen to the prayer of the wicked. The Lord does not listen to the prayer of the wicked. And nakuncwadi kaJohn chapter 9 verse 31 abafarisi ngokwabo basho ngemilomo yabo bathi God does not listen to the sinner, he listens to the godly man who does his will. Manje uma ungayenzi intando kaNkulunkulu, yazi ukuthi noma uyakhuleka, ukukhuleka kwakho kuyize, but uNkulunkulu ulalela imikhuleko yomuntu owenza intando yakhe. Sibone futhi lapha kwincwadi ka-First Peter chapter 3 kuverse 7 wakhona liyasitshelisa ukuthi uma indoda imistreat-a unkosikazi wayo nemikhuleko yakhe it's being hindered, uNkulunkulu akamuzwa. Ngani? Ngoba une lento esibona abantu baze bayejele umuntu mistreat-a unkosikazi wakhe and acabangele ukuthi uma ekhuleka uzozokala. Lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu lo mkhuleko uNkulunkulu awufiki kuye. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi sometimes we are rejected by our own expectation. Some of the people abana high expectation and at the same time goma expectation abo uma engenzeki njengoba she or he is expecting bese acabangela ukuthi kufanele manje kwenziwa kanje, then ama expectation akhe can be rejected. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje yilento kufanele sizicheke thina ukuthi yini, is it me obe wrong ngokuba nama high expectation ezenza ukuthi ngicabangele ukuthi yi-rejection kanti yi-expectation yami engazange iphumelele. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje some people are rejected in their mother's womb. When they grew up they will search for their biological. Because kwenziwa yini bangcwele? Kwenziwa yile need ekhona ngaphakathi. Ngoba umuntu uma enaleni need, kunale identity crisis ekuye ezomenza ukuthi ayofuna i-identity yakhe la evela khona. ku Psalm 68 ku verse 5 ithi if we are rejected as a child, God is the father of the fatherless. And at the same time, siyabona ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasikhuthaza ukuthi noma ngabe kwenzakala ukuthi wa reject usesisini sikamama, uNkulunkulu, he's the father to the fatherless. Kufanele wena usitshele lokho ukuthi God, you are my father, ngani ngoba I'm fatherless. Siyathola bangcwele ukuthi ku Isaiah 53 verse 3 to 4 siyalifunda izwi kaNkulunkulu ukuthi uJesu ngokwakhe bang uyamprofesaya u-Isaiah ku-Isaiah 53 uma sibheka laphayana ku-verse 3 to 4 lifundeka kanje leli lizwi lithi from verse 3 to 4 he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrow and familiar with the suffering. He was despised and rejected by men. Sometimes now you are being despised. Now you are being rejected. You have that sorrow. And masibheka bangcwele, siyakhumbula ukuthi uJesu Kristu, before he went to the cross, that very Thursday yakhona, lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu, he was very sorrowful. Elapha eGetsemane, waze wajuluka igazi, ngani ngoba, he was dealing ngaleli side lani le rejection. Ngani uJesu Kristu siyakhumbula ukuthi at the very time bangcwele, that very Thursday, he was rejected 3 times. Ngani uPetro uma bethi wena ubuhamba naye wamphika uJesu 3 times, and at the same time uma uJesu elapha eGetsemane he was dealing with his sorrow esinayo isorrow enzwa yini to be rejected. In fact uJesu Kristu came to take in himself i rejection esinayo nanamhlanje abanye basa rejectwa, but khumbula ukuthi uJesu came to take i rejection esinayo ngani ngoba incwadi yama Hebrews chapter 2 verse 16 to 18 lifundeka kanje bangcwele lapha kuma Hebrews chapter 2 verse 16 to lithi leli lizwi verse 16, for surely it is no angels he helps, but Abraham's descendant. For this reason, he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might be atoned for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Manje siyayibona konke lokho bangcwele ukuthi uJesu Kristu wasidlulela lapho. He was man of sorrow. Ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kuwe, even if unesoro namhlanje, remember that Jesus Christ took that sorrow away. You've got to confess it with your mouth. Ukuthi sorrow is not my portion. Jesus Christ took my sorrow. Then at the same time, confess the positive word of God. That noma ubaba nobaba njengo Davide, owathi makafikelela ile sikhathi, wathi noma umama nobaba bengishiya, kodwa uNkulunkulu angeke ngilahle. Uthi uFirst Peter chapter 2 verse 4. Uti, you are coming to Christ, who is a living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by people, but was chosen by God. Manje noma abantu beg rejectile, but because you are here, God has chosen you. Njengo Jesu Kristu, he was rejected by men, but chosen by God. As to Jesu Kristu, go Luke chapter 10, verse 16. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. As we are sharing the word of God, remember that it's not about you. It's not a personal thing, but it's about that person rejecting Jesus Christ in you. Mom Sherela. Manje siyakhumbula ukuthi, not John chapter 1, verse 11. Lithi he came to his own people and they rejected him. Nagu John chapter 7, verse 5. Bangcwele siyakhumbula ukuthi, even his own brothers did not believe in him. O James waqala ukubelieva kuJesu after he resurrected. Direction. Nabongo kwabo bam rejecta. And uJesu sitshelile ezwini lakhe lapha kuMathew ukuthi uzo rejectwa even abazali bakho, uzo rejectwa yihlobo zakho ngani ngenxa yaleli vangeli. Uma bangcwele simamukele uJesu, sizodlula la edlule khona siyathola na kumahubo 118 lapha yana from verse 22 to 23 ile yakhuluma uDavide athi the stone the builders rejected became a cornerstone bangak rejecta and elize lithi lelilizwi yes it is marvelous cause he was rejected for us to be accepted by God. In addition, siyathola ukuthi uJesu bangcele eserejectiwe uJesu namhlanje ufuna ukuthi masiza kuye. That is why bathi mamukele. Samukele uJesu abe inkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu. Ngani ngoba he was rejected by men. But in order ukuthi siye kuJesu uma sizwa izikaNkuluNkulu ukuthi mvume ngomlomo ukholwe ngenhliziyo ukuni uyam accepta. Ngoba uJesu akazingeneli nje bangcwele. Kudingeka ukuthi simamukele. Baningi inkulunkulu abantu abaye barejectwa eimpilweni zabo siyayikhumbula nakuncwadi yabahluleli chapter 11 uma ufunda mhlawumbe uzofunda from verse 1 to verse 12 uye ku-21 bangcwele siyayikhumbula indaba kajeftani ukuthi ujeftani warejectwa ama-half brothers akhe bathi wena usiyena umntana kwababa wethu angeke udla amafa ethu lithi zikankulunkulu bamxosha abafowabo sebemxoshile abafowabo azange azizwele usizi was ikhipha uJeftan la ekhona lithi waba nabantu abamlandelayo ithe sebe sengxakini the very time for wabo abamxosha bakudingeka ukuthi azoba ileader yabo irejection bangcwele sometimes it's God's protection irejection bangcwele sometimes mawisa iCV yakho irejectwa it doesn't mean that you don't qualify but sometimes it means that you are overqualified manje that is why they cannot accept your CV manje izinto ezinjalo bangcwele uma siyithatha le rejection sibeka ngezwi likaNkuluNkulu siyabona ukuthi singasizakala uNkuluNkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje asenze kahle bangcwele sikhumbule u-Isaac lapha ezwini kaNkuluNkulu lapha ku-Genesis chapter 26 mawufunda from verse 12 u-Isaac naye warejectwa u-Abamaleki inkosi lapho bamxosha indaweni ebehlala kuyo but you don't belong here ithe mabebona ephumelela but you don't belong yehamba wahamba useke hambile u-Isaka endleleni wakhona ukuthi akwazi ukuridiga imithombo eyayiplantwe ubabakhe u-Abraham yaze yabayi-5 makafika kule ndawo bamxosha afika kule ndawo but yaze yaba if ever bebengamrejectanga ebezoyithola kanjani leyo mithombo accept rejection ukuthi ngokuvaleka kwalo mnyango kusho ukuthi khona umnyango ovulekayo may God richly help us this morning in the name of Jesus Christ uNkulunkulu baba siyabonga ekuseni ngoba uNkulunkulu othembekileyo sometimes this very rejection it's because when you are protecting us sometimes this very rejection ukuthi there are things as it better than what as he expectayo may God richly bless us uNkulunkulu ngegama lika Jesu Christ wase Nazareth amen
become active active in faith 657 am 657 am
well there is a time to search and a time to give up a time to reap and a time to sow Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times even when you just need prayer send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.